Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
It's our people unit today as we start off the month of December here. It's early December. Christmas is later this month, and we're going to be talking about Lady Gaga today. Mother Monster with a Heart of Gold. Boy, am I excited about this. And we're going to be talking about her. She's a mother monster with a heart of gold, which sounds reasonable. We often describe people as having a heart of gold. Usually we use that term, especially when they have some other problem. Well, she's a little verbose, but she has a heart of gold.
Yeah, maybe they have other problems. Maybe they have a bad temper, or sometimes they can be mean, but deep inside, they're really good people. So if someone has a heart of gold, they help other people and are compassionate and loving. Sometimes, when the time calls for it, we're going to read through our article and then we'll be back to talk about it.
Lady Gaga was born as Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta in New York City in 1986. Growing up in Manhattan, Stephanie was part of an affluent family and attended an all-girls Catholic school. Yet she didn't fit in at school. Stephanie channeled some of her eccentric energy into playing the piano and acting in school plays, but it wasn't until she started studying at New York University that she decided to pursue a career in music. After a few attempts at creating a stage persona, Stephanie found her performing style in 2006 and morphed into a unique figure named Lady Gaga. In 2008, Gaga released her debut album, The Fame. This album was nominated for Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards, and it won Best Dance Electronica Album. In 2011, Gaga launched her second record, Born This Way, which earned her 3 Grammy nominations. She's now considered to be pop royalty, alongside the likes of Madonna and Michael Jackson, and is showing no signs of slowing down. Gaga took cues from Madonna by creating outlandish hairstyles and outfits for herself. Among her most memorable fashion statements to date were a dress made of raw meat, another made of plastic bubbles, and a hat in the shape of a UFO. Fans will definitely remember one of her greatest stage entrances as well, when she emerged from a large alien-like egg at the 2011 Grammy Awards. Lady Gaga takes delight in embracing anything unusual and peculiar. She calls herself Mother Monster and even refers to her fans as Little Monsters.
Okay, everybody, let's talk about Lady Gaga, her background, where she was born, her original name. Of course, she goes by Lady Gaga these days. But her parents gave her a very long, very Italian name. She's from New York City. She spells her name differently than I do, but her name is pronounced the same. It's Stephanie. This is an unusual spelling, but some girls like to change the spelling of their names, so they're more unique. Her name is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta, and she was born in 1986. She's not very old. She hasn't been performing that long, but she's sure made her mark quickly. She's become famous very quickly.
Yep, she was born back in 1986, in New York City. And, of course, New York City is divided up into different areas. One of those areas is Manhattan, which is where all the tall buildings are. And growing up in Manhattan, Stephanie was part of an affluent family and attended an all-girls Catholic school. So she had a pretty good start here. She was part of an affluent family. Affluent means they've got a lot of money and a lot of influence.
Yeah, they're wealthy, they're rich. She attended an all-girls Catholic school. There are schools, private schools in America, that are run by different churches, different religions, and the Catholics have a lot of schools. And she didn't have any boys in her school. They were just girls. So that's her background, a little bit of it. She didn't really fit in at school. If you don't fit in, it means you don't really get along with the other kids so well. You're a little different. Maybe you like different things than your classmates. So you kind of have to find your own activities and things that you like to do. It's kind of tough sometimes if you don't fit in. But sometimes kids who don't fit in, especially in junior high and high school, go on to become very famous and very good at doing something.
Right, so it's an all-girls Catholic school. Catholic is, again, one of the Christian religions. It's the one that's based in Rome, actually Vatican City to be exact. Yet she didn't fit in at school. Again, she didn't belong at school. She was kind of a stranger. So you can imagine that she wanted to sort of channel her energy into some other area to have some acceptance by somebody. And in this sentence here, it says, she channeled some of her eccentric energy into playing the piano and acting in school plays. So here we have the word channel, which is being used as a verb, together with the preposition into, to channel something into something else. Channel usually as a noun just refers to where something goes, like a TV channel, for example, but here it's being used as a verb. That means you kind of direct something in that direction. So she basically used her energy in this area. She concentrated that energy into playing the piano. She probably studied the piano, practiced every day for several hours, and also practiced acting. So she channeled that energy into doing these things. It's describing the energy here as eccentric, which means kind of strange and unusual.
A little odd, kind of peculiar. Sometimes we'll describe older guys as being eccentric if they have strange hobbies and they kind of stay by themselves. So she had a lot of energy, which was a little strange, and she focused her energy or directed it into playing the piano, so she did know how to play the piano, and also she liked to act in school plays, which we do in high school a lot in America. But it wasn't until she started studying at New York University, that's a nice university in Manhattan, that she decided to pursue a career in music. So that's when she decided what she wanted to do as a career. When she graduated, she wanted to just really focus her time and energy into music.
Right, and if you want to have a career in music, well, you can study the violin or something like that, but she had studied the piano. And, of course, the big money is in being a pop star. So if you want to be a pop star, you have to create what is called a stage persona. And persona is kind of like the person that you project, or the person that people think of you as being. It's not your personality. That's kind of the characteristics of how you are. Are you friendly? Are you outgoing? Are you kind of shy? That's your personality. But your persona is how others perceive you, especially if you are famous.
Yeah, it's the way you behave, the way you talk, and it makes people see you as a particular kind of person. It's your image. So on stage, she's a little different than she is in real life. A lot of celebrities are that way. When you see them on stage, they could be a certain way. Maybe they're very shy in real life, but on stage, they're kind of wild and crazy. So she had her own persona. She wanted to be very unique, you could say that. She found her performing style in 2006. She decided what kind of image she wanted to project, and then morphed into a unique figure. She called herself Lady Gaga. To morph is a gradual change. So you know that movie Transformers?
Mm-hmm.
Those Transformers morph into those big monsters. So morph just means to change into a different image. So when she got on stage, suddenly she became not Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta. She became someone she named herself Lady Gaga, whoever that is.
Right. She must have made that name up, or
I
it means
so.
Something. Certainly, sometimes if you want to be famous, you do have to change your name into something more catchy, something that people will remember quickly. So, hey, can you imagine? Okay, everybody, here's the show. Here is Stephanie Joanne Angelina Germanotta. Yay! No, that's too long. So Lady Gaga is a lot easier to remember.
We use that term to go gaga over something. It's actually slang. If you go gaga over something, it means you just get so excited. You can't believe it. It's so great. Wow, I went gaga. So I think that's where it came from.
Oh, really?
But she wanted to give herself herself sort of a royal title. So she called herself Lady instead of like Princess or Dame. She called herself Lady Gaga.
Oh, I thought she got this from the Russian astronaut Yuri Gagarin.
You know? No.
I thought she was a big fan of the Russian space program.
Didn't you ever use that term when you were a kid?
Yeah,
oh,
I'm going
to go Gaga over something.
Like,
yeah.
That's very persuasive there. If you have a name like that, people will go gaga over you.
Uh-huh.
Very clever. So, yes, her style morphed into this figure named Lady Gaga. I did want to mention morph here in computer language, or at least if you think about computers, it's like those programs that will change a person's face slowly into something else. You can see examples of this on YouTube, like, say, Michael Jackson slowly turning into a monkey or something like that.
Uh-huh.
I used to play with a morph program like that. They're kind of fun, but they're not so popular anymore. But in any case, that's what happened to her. She became the figure that we all know and love, and we'll continue talking about her in just a few seconds. But right now, we're going to take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要介绍的主角呢，想必大家一定都耳熟能详，她的名字叫做 Lady Gaga。 那事实上呢，我们先从她的背景来看起。我们来看一下第一段的第二个句子，写着 Growing up in Manhattan, Stephanie was part of an affluent family and attended an all-girls Catholic school. 这里讲到呢，她成长在呢纽约市，然后在曼哈顿长大，来自一个相当富裕的家庭，而且念的呢是天主教的女子学校。Affluent 这个字呢，其实指的就是富裕的的意思。所以如果你说 He was born to an affluent family， 指的就是他生长在富裕的人家。当然咯，如果你也可以用 affluent 这个字来指丰富的或者是富饶的的意思。所以如果说他拥有许多的财产，你就可以说 He was affluent in worldly goods。那么在这样的成长背景呢，当然与他的个性是不太相符合的。那么接着我们来看一下第一段的中间，就写着 Stephanie channeled some of her eccentric energy into playing the piano and acting in school plays.But it wasn't until she started studying at New York University that she decided to pursue a career in music. 这个句子非常长，我们先来看到这里的主词是 Stephanie， 她呢借由一些方式来把自己多余的精力发挥在这些事情上面，所以我们使用了 channel 这个动词，指的就是把一些精力或者是感情用在某方面。搭配的介系词是 into， 在句子当中我们看到的是 she channeled some of her eccentric energy into。在哪两个方面呢？首先谈到的是 playing the piano 以及 acting in school plays。但是这两件事情呢，要一直等到他就读于纽约大学的时候，他才决定要追求他的音乐事业。在这里有一个特殊的句型，同学要注意的就是 It wasn't until 加一个子句点点点 that 再加上这个句子的主要的句子，在中文里面我们翻译成为直到怎么样才怎样。当然咯，这个句子也可以转换成为 not until 开头，就变成了 not until she started studying at New York University did she decide to pursue a career in music。由于 not until 是一个否定的副词，所以呢，后面的句子就要以倒装的方式来呈现。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
All right, let's continue with today's lesson about Lady Gaga, Mother Monster with a Heart of Gold. Now, back in 2008, Gaga released her debut album, The Fame. Of course, as you know, if you're a singer or a popular star, you will often release what is called an album, a collection of songs, and I guess that people still do that despite digital downloads. But here she released her first album, her debut album, entitled The Fame. And debut here just means the first of something, the debut performance, for example, of the violinist.
Yeah, it's the first time something is done in public. It could be the debut of a new album, the debut of a new musician, the first time somebody is seen on stage. Well, she had her first album come out back in 2008. It was called The Fame. The album was very successful. It was nominated for Album of the Year at a special awards ceremony called the Grammy Awards. Grammy Awards are given out for recording artists and records. If you're nominated, it means somebody formally suggests that you should be a candidate, maybe for a job or a position. Here we're talking about someone who thinks you do a good job, so they want to nominate you for an award. They want you to be considered with several other people. And, of course, someone eventually wins. Only one person can win, but several people will be nominated. And her album was very successful, and it was nominated for Album of the Year, Best Album of the Year.
It didn't win that category, but it won in another category, the Best Dance Electronica Album.
Yeah.
Electronica refers to, like, what is called club music. It could be, like, trance or big beat or break beat, drum and bass, dubstep, all that kind of stuff is part of electronica. And I guess that means this is a great music album to dance to. Turn it on and get on your feet and start dancing the night away. Now, fairly recently, back in 2011 or 2011, Gaga launched her second record, her second album, entitled Born This Way, which earned her 3 Grammy nominations. When I see Born This Way, of course, it makes me think immediately of Lady Gaga. It's kind of her motto, kind of her trademark.
Yeah, me too. Now, this particular album or record, you could still call it a record or CD, earned her 3 Grammy nominations. Again, people thought, oh, I really like this, so we're going to choose you to compete against some other people to see who wins the Grammy. She's now considered to be pop royalty. If you're royalty, it's like you are a king or queen. If you're pop royalty, it means you're some of the most successful people to ever produce pop music ever. That would include people like Madonna and Michael Jackson. Alongside just means with these people, together with these people. I could say I'm here alongside Tom recording this particular lesson for AMC. The likes of, likes here is a noun, but in the plural form. The likes of just means a person or a thing that's similar to another person. So she's very similar to being a royalty in pop music along with Madonna and Michael Jackson.
Right, along with people like Madonna or famous singers like Madonna, the Material Girl, or Michael Jackson, Billie Jean's Not My Lover, etc., and his moonwalk dance there. But hey, she's showing no signs of slowing down. Michael Jackson, of course, is dead and gone. Madonna, well, she's still around, but not as popular.
Kind of old.
Yeah, she's too old now, although she's still trying, you know. Gotta give her credit for that. And, Lady Gaga is kind of the new Michael Jackson or the new Madonna. I think some 20-year-olds these days would probably not know the heck you're talking about, who the heck you're talking about, if you say Michael Jackson.
No, that's not true.
Oh, it's not true. Yes, they're going to live on forever.
Michael Jackson was so much more talented. I'm sorry. I think she's closer to, say, Madonna.
True. Yeah. Very good. Yes, nobody could match the king of pop, Michael Jackson.
Never.
Actually, I'd rather be talking about him, but we are going to talk about Lady Gaga because you could actually go see her in concert. Michael Jackson isn't going to be doing that anytime soon. Let's go on to the final paragraph here. It says, Gaga took cues from Madonna by creating outlandish hairstyles and outfits for herself. If you take a cue from somebody, well, cue usually means somebody indicates something to you, like it's your turn. If you're like in a TV studio And it's time for you to start acting or start talking. The director will give you a cue. Well, here she took cues from Madonna. She took lessons from her.
She copied her.
Copied her, basically.
Uh-huh.
True. Yes, when I see Lady Gaga, I kind of have to scratch my head. Is that Madonna or Lady Gaga? They're so similar.
Madonna, her outfits weren't as crazy back then. They were considered a little crazy, but I think Lady Gaga is far stranger than Madonna ever was. So if you take cues from someone, it just means you do what they did or you do what they suggest. Here, it really means she's kind of copying what Madonna started a long, long time ago. Why? How does she take cues from Madonna? Well, she creates outlandish hairstyles and outfits for herself. Outlandish means very strange, unusual, extremely different from what you normally see. A lot of times during Halloween, people will wear outlandish costumes, so people will all stare at them. An outfit is a set of clothes that you put together. Could include your pants, your shirt, your shoes, your jewelry. She's got lots of crazy outfits that you normally don't see on people.
She certainly does have a lot of crazy outfits that you normally don't see on people. And among her most memorable fashion statements to date were a dress made of raw meat, another made of plastic bubbles, and hats in the shape of a UFO. Sometimes people say UFO, but
really?
We most of the time say UFO.
I've never heard that.
I remember a TV show that kept saying UFOs.
It's wrong.
But yeah, we say UFO. I know in Chinese you say YoFu, so you all think that, oh, that's a UFO, right? No, UFO, that's what we say. And see, these are some examples of some memorable fashion statements. Memorable means it's something you're going to remember for a long time. A memorable holiday, for example. If you went down to Kending during the summer, that's something you're going to remember for a long time. These are fashion statements, of course. That means you wear something that tries to impress other people.
Yeah, so maybe the media pays attention and you get a lot of press. A lot of people are paying attention to what you're wearing. Now, if meat is raw, it means it hasn't been cooked yet. So she had pieces of raw meat hanging on her as part of her dress. It was really strange. I bet dogs really loved her. Another dress was made of plastic bubbles.
Ooh.
And then she had a hat in the shape of a UFO. A UFO is typically shaped like a saucer. If you drink tea, you'll have a cup with a saucer. That's the little tiny plate that you place your cup into. So that's kind of what the hat was in the shape of, that little plate or saucer.
And, of course, sometimes when you have a concert or a performance, you want to make an entrance.
Mm-hmm.
So fans will definitely remember one of her greatest stage entrances as well when she emerged from a large alien-like egg at the 2011 Grammy Awards. So this is definitely number one of her greatest stage entrances. Definitely means here 100% absolutely true. There is no doubt about it.
If you enter, you're making an entrance. So to come into an area, here she's walking out onto the stage, so it's an entrance. If you emerge from something, it means you come out from that thing so that you can be seen. Before you emerge, you're not visible. So she came out from this large alien-like egg. I saw this, I remember, thinking, that's a weird entrance. She takes delight in embracing anything unusual and peculiar. If you take delight in something, it means you really enjoy it. And you can tell she likes attention. She likes a lot of people to notice her.
Yep, I take delight in eating Christmas cookies, for example. I'm looking forward to that later this month. Embracing something, it could mean hug, but here it just means she accepts this as part of her personal behavior. And peculiar means unusual, but kind of strange. Oh, that person is acting very peculiarly.
That's hard to say, huh?
It is hard to say. Just in a rather strange way, unusual. And yes, she embraces unusual and peculiar things, of course, because if she does, she can become famous and make a lot of money.
And now this is where we get our title from. The last sentence says she calls herself Mother Monster and even refers to her fans as Little Monsters. So I think she knows she's strange, and so that's why she calls herself a monster. And if you have a lot of fans, sometimes that particular celebrity will come up with a cute name for their fans. Her fans are her little monsters.
I don't know. I'd like to be called a little monster if I were one of her fans. I'd probably go home and throw all her CDs away. That sounds like an insult. But I think most of her fans just love that. I'm a little monster. I'm a big fan of Lady Gaga. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
在2008年的时候 ,Lady Gaga 发行了她的首张专辑叫做 The Fame。在第二段的第二个句子提到 ,This album was nominated for Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards, and it won Best Dance Electronica Album。这个专辑呢实在是太优秀了，所以获得了葛莱美奖的年度最佳专辑的提名。我们来看一下动词 nominate。Nominate 有提名跟推荐的意思。如果你是 nominate A for B, 就是提名 A 来做怎么样子的事情。当然咯，我们也可以搭配介系词 as, 譬如说 ,He had been nominated as a candidate, 他已经获提名为候选人。这个字很常用，所以你得到了提名或者是推荐的资格，你就可以用它的名词形态 nomination。而获提名者英文就叫做 nominee,N-O-M-I-N-E-E。这个专辑非常的成功，在第二段的后面的句子提到 She's now considered to be pop royalty alongside the likes of Madonna and Michael Jackson and is showing no signs of slowing down。 她现在呢已经被视为流行音乐界的贵族， alongside 在这里当作介系词，解释成为与什么同等的重要，而 the likes of 指的是怎么样子的人或者是物，所以如果你说 the likes of us 指的是我们这一类的人。继续往下面看咯，第三段的第一句， Gaga took cues from Madonna by creating outlandish hairstyles and outfits for herself。 这里的 take cues from somebody 就是指学某人的样子的意思，所以她模仿 Madonna 然后替自己打造出相当奇特的发型跟服装。接着我们来看一下这一段的倒数第二句咯，Lady Gaga takes delight in embracing anything unusual and peculiar. 她最特别的就是乐于拥抱任何稀奇古怪的事物。在这里的 take delight in doing something 指的就是以做某事为乐的意思。
Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for joining us, but hey, join us next time and we're going to continue talking about Lady Gaga. Please join us then. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.